I just want to share some scripture this morning. Every time I have communion, I usually start by going back reading Isaiah 53 to remind myself of what Jesus went through for me. And this morning I want to start with 1 Peter 3:18. It says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God." I probably don't need to go any farther than that. I don't know how you can say it much clearer than that. Jesus paid the price for us. But I do want to share some others. Romans chapter 5. Let's see, where do I want to start here? It says, "And we rejoice in the hope of glory of God, and hope does not disappoint, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit, whom He has given us." You see, at just the right time, we were still powerless. Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, or for a good man someone might possibly die. But God demonstrated His love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His faith, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? And back in Hebrews chapter 7, "The former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect. And a better hope is it introduced, by which we draw near to God, and is now without oath." Other priests were given, but because Jesus became the priest with an oath, when God said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change His mind, you are a priest forever." Because of this oath, Jesus became the guarantee of a better life. Now, there have been so many priests since death prevented them continuing in the office, but because Jesus lives forever, He is a permanent priest. Therefore, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. And then this morning, as we take the emblems, I'd like to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It says, "The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.'" So let's go ahead and take the bread. "In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me.'" So let's go ahead and take the cup. I picked this particular passage because it says new covenant in it. And that's what makes the difference. The Passover was to celebrate Israel coming out of Egypt. Our Passover is our deliverance from sin through the blood of Christ. Jesus became our Passover lamb. So let's pray. Father, we do thank You for this wonderful opportunity that You've given us to come around Your table this morning, to be able to look at these scriptures that just let us know for certain that You are our Passover lamb. You are our Savior. And we thank You, Father, for the sacrifice of Jesus. And we just pray that You'll continue to be with us and guide us and keep us close to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.